The train jerked to a halt, jolting Alexander Vasin out of his crumpled doze. In the opposite corner of the compartment, the dough-faced party man who had traveled with him from Moscow without a word snored softly on, arms folded across his chest. Outside, the autumn night was still and moonless. The train had stopped in a no-man's land enclosed by two long walls of barbed wire illuminated by rows of electric lights. A strip of freshly raked sand stretched into the darkness. Somewhere up ahead, Vasin could hear the barking of guard dogs. He breathed in the fragrant silence. This train was like no other he had ever traveled on. The compartment was brand new, soft class rolling stock. It was redolent of the future, leatherette and formica and rubber sealant. An automatic ventilator blew warm air gently onto his ankles. Vasin stepped gingerly over the apparatchik's outstretched legs and pulled open the sliding door. The trains of his childhood had been like mobile villages, full of chatter, crying, arguments, lurching theaters of humanity, cluttered with suitcases and leaking bedrolls. But this one was silent, smooth running, and as hermetic as a spaceship. Only at the vestibule at the end of the carriage did the chilly night air reach in, bringing the familiar train smell of coal smoke and damp grass. Vasin shivered and buttoned his prickly new uniform tunic, retrieving a packet of Orbita cigarettes from the pocket. Orbita. Fashionable. Hard to find. Strong. An apparatchik's cigarette. Better than he'd been used to. Vasin straightened his uniform in the glass of the door. He had his father's high forehead, dark blonde hair just starting to recede. He tucked his new spectacles into his top pocket and squinted again, smoothing his hair and flexing his shoulders to fill out the tunic. Bars of rank on his collar, a sword and shield emblem on his right breast. Major Vasin, KGB. From the corridor came a low murmur of voices in another compartment. A muffled dance tune began, mid-song, from a radio in the conductress's cubbyhole. There was a shush of escaping steam and the screech of spinning wheels as the train resumed its motion. It trundled through a floodlit checkpoint into a long barbed wire cage supported by a timber frame. A pair of barking Alsatians choked on their leads as they stood on their back legs, almost pulling their handlers off their feet. In the distance, the lights of a city appeared, the hard urban crenellations of tower blocks. A single platform station slid into view. Vasin hurried back to the compartment, disturbing his companion in the middle of a mighty yawn. He waited in the doorway for the older man to pull on a thick Macintosh and slip a plastic suitcase from the shelf. He gave a curt, parting nod as the train slowed to a halt. Up and down the carriage, compartment doors were sliding open. Vasin wrestled down his large pre-war Bakelite case, a prized family possession. He waited for his fellow passengers to pass before he hauled it onto the platform. The young conductress stood by the door, smiling, pert and pretty in her uniform coat, her fore and aft cap perched on a pile of peroxided hair. At the station master's whistle, the locomotive reversed away from the platform, the red star emblazoned on the front of its boiler disappearing into the night. The new arrivals were momentarily blanketed in a cloud of hot, oil-scented steam. The guards saluted every passenger and requested papers, corralling them to a pair of clerks who sat checking and stamping in a bright pool of lamplight. To Vasin's surprise, they made no attempt to search any luggage.